Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Serene. In this podcast, you will find movie reviews and TV show reviews, the latest news about the film industry, monthly watch list, award show predictions and recaps, recaps on events like Netflix's To Doom. You will receive 2 episodes a week, Thursdays and Sundays. You can follow me on Instagram at Movie Reviews with Serene and Movie Reviews with Serene podcast. Come join the journey. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today, I want to do something different, and that is comparing Q1 of 2024 to Q1 of 2023 and seeing whether it was better or it was equal to this year or it was like worse, or like the 2024 one was mid in comparison to 2023, the first quarter. I would also like to go through the releases of 2020, of like Q1 of 2024, and give my one sentence opinion on the content we got the past 3 months. Then I'm also going to do a part one of my 3 body problem review, because I'm not done yet. I'm only like 3 episodes in and has 8 episodes, but more on that later in the episode. Then also I'll be sharing some news with you, and yeah, that will be the podcast episode for today. I know I didn't release one on Sunday because I was enjoying life way too much, so I forgot about the podcast. But I can say that we, starting with next week, we will have 2 guests on the pod. Then I will be back on the MCU Splitting Edge pod for the 8th episode of Shogun. Then also like, so you will be able to listen to the guest episode for April 11th. Then the one for April 14th. Then also sometimes on April, like sometimes on the week of April, from April 15th till April 21st, we'll have another guest. Then, yeah, it will be the start of the rollout of the guest episodes, which I'm very excited about. Also, I think it's a good time that to tell you that I will leave home and go to Turkey for 3 months. That's like from May till August, and I'm very excited about it. But this will, I hope it won't affect the podcast, but it might affect the amount of guest episodes, which I'm quite frankly a bit like sad about, because I love guest episodes, but like from, because of the time differences, it's very difficult to do them. And like US from Vienna is like 9 hours ahead, but like, you know, that depends on whether it's East Coast or East Coast or West Coast. So that will be like 9 hours, and Vienna and Turkey is like Istanbul, or, you know, and the biggest like the biggest example is like Vienna to Istanbul is like 2 hours, so that will make like 11 hours behind the before. When I'll be doing guest episodes when I'm in Turkey. But I'm still like very excited about it. It's like it will be different being able to record there. Yeah, we'll all see together. I hope that my reviews for like the Acolyte and everything that's coming out in June will be, I fear that it will be later, because I don't think that I will be able to watch everything, because sometimes Turkey's, they love to like censor stuff, so they, a full on decade there, you weren't able to watch YouTube there. I don't think that will affect like Disney Plus for the Acolyte, but we'll see altogether. You'll know in ahead of time if that will be the case, but I'm still very excited about that jump, like that change in my life. So I'll take you along with me when I'm there. I'll fly to Turkey on May 24th. And come back around August 11th, and then fly somewhere else again. For 2 days after flying to Vienna, I'll fly somewhere else and go on vacation. I'm so excited for that place. But obviously, I'll try my best to, like, if I can't record episodes, I hope that won't be the case. But if that will be the case, then I'll just pump out some reviews on my blog, so we'll see how that will go. But if you come back to this episode, is that I am about to talk about three body problem with you. I'm so excited. I know it's going to be a lot, like this was a long intro, but I just had to like get that off my chest, because I was a bit worried, because you know I love doing the podcast and running the accounts, but the thought of me not being able to do that is kind of scary, because it's been like 3 years and I've been doing this for 3 years every single, like twice a week more or less. But I don't know, we'll all see together and let's talk about three body problems. In the last episode, I said that Three Body Problems was this book adaptation. It's three sons, that's the German word, like S-U-N, like the planet sun. So this is like, I have to say, it's very difficult to describe, because it will probably give me like episodes of Black Mirror vibes. Then also like, it's very philosophical, which I love. Then very like sci-fi. So it's like, if you love sci-fi, you will be very pleased with this one. And I went into this with the knowledge that it's a book, but I've never read the book, so I can only give my perspective on whether I liked it or not, from the fact that I only watched the series and didn't read the book. Because I heard the book is heavy, like it's thick, and it has like three parts, like three books, and this is the first book. I think I have heard that it's the first book, but it also like pulls out stuff from the second book, which is happening. Also, another thing, also I'm kind of like sitting on my beanbag, so in my interviews with my guests, you will be seeing my gray beanbag. I bought the gray one because I wanted to like fit the theme of the podcast. You know, my cover is like gray, not green. Oh my god. Like the beanbag is gray, but like I bought it because I wanted to, you know, it's an investment for the podcast. So then the podcast is like mostly gray, like the cover is gray. So that's why I bought a gray beanbag. So as I was saying, I enjoy it, and it's like it also reminds me of like Alien, but also like Captive State a little bit. So like the whole time you're watching this, it has like 8 episodes. I've watched 2 of them. Episode 3. I'm currently episode 3. And each episode, it's like basically it's like 8 hours, because it's like the runtime is 1 hour and 1 minute. Then also the last episode is like 57 minutes. But the whole time you are feeling very iffy and as if there's something happening, because the premise of the series is like a fateful decision made in 1960s China reverberates in the present, where a group of scientists partner with a detective to confront an existential planetary threat. Those are the aliens. And it's like set against the backdrop of China's Cultural Revolution. A secret military project sends signals into space to establish contact with aliens. An alien civilization on the brink of destruction captures the signal and plans to invade start forming, planning to either welcome the superior beings and help them take over a world seen as corrupt, or to fight against the invasion. And their result is a science fiction masterpiece of enormous scope and visual, and I would say enormous score as well. And during the Chinese Cultural Revolution, during the Chinese Cultural Revolution, a young researcher considers a political dissident is employed in a secret military radio station, giving her unique knowledge in astrophysics. 40 years later, an expert in nanomaterials, having found himself embroiled in national security issues, notices a mysterious countdown timer that keeps appearing to him in increasingly inexplicable ways. In his search for the truth, he will come across a virtual reality game called Three Body. And this is like so cool, because it's like a VR helmet, and so they can, it's like, so like all the characters can like go into this world and then find answers. But the way it's like conveyed through us, like visually conveyed from the book to the series, is so breathtakingly beautiful. And like from the LEDs and the set pieces, the angles, it's so like you get so zoomed, like so like pulled into this space, and also like very hypnotized at times. And then it basically like what is real and what is like VR blends, and
So you are left with like, okay, like, is this VR or is this like the reality? And so that aspect, I love that. But then also, like, you've got like really cool like scientific scenes where like certain shenanigans are, or like certain like stuff which has happened are like explained in the most scientific way ever, like with scientific words like being thrown at you, but then you're like so fascinated that you just want to know more. And then the whole time is like very thrilling as well, because you never know what will happen with the invasion, when will this will happen and in what form. Then also the whole, like, you see this countdown, it gave me like 24 vibes, but also like rabbit hole vibes. It's an epos and I love it. And in speaking of the cast, like, we've got Joan Adepo. He was in Babylon. Also in Minari. I love Minari. Then we've also got Elsa Gonzalez, then also Benedict Wong, you know, Wong from the MCU. He is also really good in this one. Then also Jonathan Pierce. Adrian Edmondson. He was in, it's Captain Peavy from Star Wars, but also in A Spy Among Us, you know, the movie I loved. Then we've got Josh Brenner. He was in The Last of Us. He played Murray, you know. And then we've also got Reese Shearsmith. He was in Foundation and in Good Omens. Then also Lucy Russell, she was in also A Spy Among Us, but also in Andor. Along with Jason Forbes, he is known from A Gentleman in Moscow with Ian McGregor. I have to watch that one. Then also in Cyberpunk 2077, Phantom Liberty. That's, he was the character there. Also, we got Tom Wu. We know him from Fast and Furious. He plays Soy, but also he plays Hippogriff in The Sandman. Then we've got also Stacy Abelagan. She was in Death on the Nile. And also The Sandman. She played Nurse Edmund. You know, the nurse, like, I think it was in episode 8. The whole thing with the baby. Yeah. So that's the cast. And as for the directors, we've got Minky Spiro. She did Better Call Saul. And Pieces of Her. Then we've got Jeremy Podeswam. He did The Handmaid's Tale. Can't believe it's going to end. Along with The New Look. Along with The Mosquito Quest. Then we've also got Derek Tseng. He did mostly Asian stuff. And then we've got Andrew Stanton. He did Finding Nemo, WALL-E, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Lightyear, Nimona, also Turning Red, and Finding Dory. Yeah, so I have to say, like, one, this series is very mature, and you see stuff like trigger warning, blood, suicide, foul language, if I said that, it would be a spoiler, that's it. And my favorite episode, I have to say, is the second one, because it's very, very interesting, because of the VR being used more, and it's like a mix of, like, VR, like, the helmet, but also, like, visions, so it reminds me of, like, Dune a bit. Then it's like very like serious, has very little like funny moments, and oh, I have to say, like, most of the spoken language is just like Chinese, and then it's English or German, whatever you're watching it. I'm watching it in English, and if it's English, then it's British English. So, you have to, like, read a lot of subtitles, because you will be confused, and also, like, you will be confused because reading subtitles and then watching this series and then reading subtitles again might, like, take the magic out of the series, but nevertheless, hang in there, it's going to be worth it. I have not seen every single episode. I've only seen like three, currently episode 3, and I have to say I love it. It's so much fun. It's the thrilling aspect is so much fun than the, like, not knowing what's going to happen, or the time running out gives you anxiety a bit, but it's so much fun and so intriguing and iffy, and it's like, I like, you don't know what's happening, like, what's going to happen, and if it's going to happen. Because some of the VR stuff doesn't really happen. Like, stuff that the character has seen in it, it's not guaranteed that it will come true. But I love the mix of, like, this Asian culture, then also, like, the science fiction aspect of it, then also, like, going back to the kind of like, how can I say, it's like a, it gave me like Shingun vibes. As like going back to that, and also like coming back to the science fiction, and then going back in time, forth in time. It's like very confusing, but once you understand the nitty-gritty stuff of the series, it's so much fun. I can't wait to watch more of it and see how the story will unfold. I think like my favorite episode has to be the second episode, because we have got more VR stuff and we'll really delve into the world of the VR helmets and how that looked. It looked very, very good. And the score and the lighting and the like the production and the actors, and it's like really, really good. Like the plot twists and turns, and that was one thing. I was like, one plot twist, I was like, oh my god, because it caught me off guard, because I didn't expect a certain person to do what this person did. And wow, like, I even talking about it like gives me goosebumps. Like I said, this was worth a wait, and I'm so excited to watch more. Anyways, let's talk about some news. So the Forbes' 2024 Celebrity Billionaires list have been released, and number one, we've got George Lucas with $5.5 billion. Number two, we've got Steven Spielberg with $4.8 billion. Then Michael Jordan, we've got $3.2 billion. Oprah Winfrey, we got $2.8 billion. Jay-Z was ranked fifth. With $2.5 billion. Kim Kardashian was ranked 6th with $1.7 billion. Peter Jackson was ranked as 7th with $1.5 billion. Rihanna and Tyler Perry both were ranked as 8th in 8th place with $1.4 billion. Tiger Woods worth $8.3 billion. LeBron James, Magic Johnson, and Dick Wolf worth $1.2 billion. Taylor Swift worth $1.1 billion. So Jake Gyllenhaal has signed a 3-year first look film deal with Amazon MGM Studios, according to a Deadline. I still have to watch his Roadhouse movie. That one will probably come, like the review will be on Sunday. Paramount reportedly wants to cast Tom Holland as Danny Phantom in the upcoming live-action film, according to Screen Rant on X, and I love Danny Phantom. I have this like theory that Timmy and Danny Phantom, or like, you know, Timmy, no, very odd parents. Very godparents, they are just connected. I had this feeling. I've always had this feeling of that. But nothing has really confirmed. Anyways, CinemaCon takes place in 1 week with Panels for Warner Bros., Disney, Lionsgate, Universal, and Paramount. Not everything will be released publicly, but some trailers and announcements could be released and will all be seeing whether we'll get some trailers. I mean, we will probably get like the major ones, but we'll see. And I will do a recap as per usual. Then, so, because of the release of Godzilla X Kong, New Empire, the MonsterVerse has altogether surpassed 2 billion at the global box office. I haven't watched it, but I'm very excited to watch that one. Then Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, debuted with $80 million at the domestic box office, beating initial industry projects of a $50 million to $55 million opening, and it's the second biggest domestic opening for the MonsterVerse after Godzilla. And it got a cinema score of A-. Then Johnny Depp and Sydney Sweeney will star in the upcoming supernatural thriller titled Day Drinker, it's the movie's name. And it's amazing Spider-Man director Mark Webb will be directing it. This is according to The Insider. So, there was a tribute to the show, like the creator of Yu-Gi-Oh! Digimon, Dragon Ball, and also Dragon Ball, Berserk, and Yu-Gi-Oh! And the Dragon Ball creator had died the past few weeks. So, as someone who has grew up with Digimon, Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and Dragon Ball, and also like Yu-Gi-Oh, it was very sad to see like all of them die. And I don't know, it's like weird. Like, I feel very old that I watched those series, and most of the showrunners aren't the creators even are just not alive anymore because they're like dead. And it just makes me feel like very grateful for the childhood I had, but also like preteen years I had, but also like sad because those creators aren't among us anymore. And I will post the tribute onto my Instagram account, which is Movie Reviews with Serene, because I post like movie news on there and first looks. But in regards of the podcast, I only post like podcast stuff, episodes and stuff like that onto the podcast episode, like podcast account, which is Movie Reviews Serene podcast. The reason why I don't want to like mix both of them is because it's way too much work. And that's like kind of like confusing, so I want to create a line between those two. Anyways, yeah, it's very... emotional. HBO has freed up the Euphoria cast for the rest of 2024, promising to come back to them in October with a solid plan to begin filming season 3 in 2025, according to Variety.com. I don't know what happened to my voice, but yeah. Also, we got the first poster for Joker 2 and the trailer, and both looked really, really good. And Joker 2 has been rated R for strong violence, language, sexuality, breath, full nudity. October is going to be lit. I'm so excited for October. Because of Beetlejuice 2, Joker 2, and Nosferatu 2. Sam Raimi said to real screened real screen geek that he wants to direct Avengers Secret Wars, but I said, and I quote, "They haven't asked me yet. I hope they do." 9-1-1, the series, has been renewed for season 8. Forgot to say that you can now watch the second part of American Horror Stories Delicate. A new episode has been released on FX. And I love it. And, like, I haven't watched it, but I love the series. And also a new episode of Shogun Episode 7 has been released. Also, the season finale of The New Look has been released on Apple TV Plus, along with a new episode of Star Wars Just a Bad Batch, or I think two episodes have been released. I'm not sure. I think so. Let me check. Okay, two new episodes of Star Wars The Bad Batch have been released. Episode 10 and 11. So, let's do the Q1 of 2023 and Q1 of 2024 comparison. I got this idea because I was listening to this German podcast titled Streamgestöber, and they were doing this like Q1 23 and Q1 2024 comparison. So I was like, oh, that's really cool, and I'm going to do that. So I'm kind of like stealing it from them. But anyways, so let's start with Q1. Quarter one of 2023, because it was a fun one. Like, we have got so many TV shows last year. currently scrolling on my Movie Rooster Screen podcast Instagram account. And I lost my voice. I don't know why I lost my voice. Maybe probably that my allergies. Alrighty. In Q1 of 2023, we've got The Bad Batch, My Fair Witches. Oh, I love that. Can't wait for the interview with the vampire in 1 month. I'm very excited about that. Because it's like the continuation of the End Rice, like the, what's it called? The Creature Wars, I think it's the name of, like, we've got into with the vampire, then, My Fair Witches and something else will be released this year, we'll see. Yeah, it was My Fair Witches, then the Pope. The Pale Blue Eyes was released as a movie. Then Babylon was released. Sky Rojo. Power Book 2 Ghost, Power Book 3 Raising Kanan. Then also in January, The Last of Us. Then Welcome to Chippendales in February. Force, Power Book 4 Force as well. Then Shrinking, I love Shrinking, Wolfpack, Teen Wolf, Shotgun Wedding, then, oh yeah, Carnival Row, the last season, Poker Face, I love Poker Face, if you haven't watched it, it's really, really good. Can't wait for the second season. Then Your Place or Mine. Then The Offer. Maybe I Do. Sharper, Hello Tomorrow. Ugh, I love Hello Tomorrow. Oh yeah, Knock at the Cabin, also in February. Then We Have a Ghost. A Man Called Otto, Daisy Jones and the Six. Ugh, I love it. Then Missing, The Mandalorian Season 3. cocaine bear? Ghost? Then, oh my god, what's the name of the show? I can't remember the name of the show. Then Swarm in March, along with Scream 6. Then Tulsa King. I love Tulsa King. Pinball. Rabbit Hole. The Big Door Prize. Also, like, we got the new trailer for the Big Door Prize Season 2. Tetris. The Power. The Super... Wait, that's April. Oopsie. Okay. That was the... That was Q1 of 2023. And let's go to Q1 of 2024. In Q1 of 2024, we've got Echo, What If Season 2, Brother's Son, which got cancelled, sadly, The Hunger Games, Saltburn. Well, actually, I watched The Hunger Games that month. Anyways, that's the cons. Then, Avatar, The Last Airbender. Cristobal Balenciaga. Has Been Hotel, my highlight. Then Lover Killer Stalker, Griselda in February. Then The New Look in February. Anyone But You was released. Our Expats. Then The Beekeeper. Then the final season of Star Wars The Bad Batch. Dune Part 2. I mean, I watched it in March, but still counts. Then The Constellation, The Gentleman series, Drive Away Dolls, I watched that. Then X-Men, X-Men 97, and part 2 of season 2 of Invincible. Oh yeah, Damsel as well. Spaceman. Shogun. Three Body Problem. Avatar The Last Airbender. The Regime. Okay, this concludes Q1 in 2024. I have to say that not true. Q1 of 2023 was stronger because we got Poker Face, then The Last of Us, Shrinking. It was stronger than Q1 of 2024. However, I still enjoyed Q1 of 2024 because of the Hazbin Hotel, Shogun, Dune Part 2, Invincible Part 2. So yeah, I'm excited for Civil War next week, then also the Fallout next week, then also I haven't watched Ripley yet, but I will be watching it this weekend. And we'll be talking about in the next episode about this first season of The New Look, because I have to talk about it because it ended. Then also about Ripley, Three Body Problem, because I'm almost done. I also started watching What We Do in the Shadows. I'm currently at season 2, almost season 3, and I love it. It's so good. I love Nick Kroll being a part of it. And it's like the guest appearances, like from Jacob from About Elementary, then also Taika Waititi himself, you know, he writes the show. And then I also enjoyed, who else was in there? The guest appearances of, let me think. Yeah, Nick Kroll, but he is a regular on the show. He is very funny. God, what's his name? I can't remember. He's in Black actor / musician, and I can't remember the name, but he was in that one. But it was still very interesting and funny, and I cannot stop watching. Like, I can't stop laughing, and I can't stop watching it. It's so good. Like, I know I'm late to the party, but I'm glad that I'm late to the party because it's so much fun. Like, when you have this, like, vampire, like, house, and you have this energy vampire, it's just so funny. Like, even coming up with the energy vampire, like, because Nandor and Nadja and and Lazio are just like vampires, and Colin Robinson, aka Cherry from Fairfax, he is just this energy vampire, so he doesn't really need blood or anything. But it's so funny, like the dialogues, the jabs at the church, and oh my god, it's so funny. I enjoy every single minute. It's like very snackable because it has like 30 minutes or 24 minutes of runtime each episode, and I have started like watching the first season It's all these episodes have 10 episodes, seasons have 10 episodes, and they're like 5. And I've watched like the first season within one sitting, and the second one I started yesterday, and I'm already almost done. I'm currently at episode 9. But yeah, it's really, really good. Taika Waititi, he's just amazing at creating these shows, like Our Flag Means Death, this one, and also Next Goal Wins, the movie. I love that. Yeah, it's very like funny and entertaining. Dark, but entertaining. Anyways, with that being said, thank you so much for listening to this episode, because this marks the end of the episode, and I am super excited for next week, because we'll have two guests. One is an actress and one is a film TV show lover like me, and then I'll be a guest on the MCU's Bleeding Edge podcast next Wednesday for you guys, and this will be Thursday for me. We'll talk about episode 8 of Shogun, and yeah, it's going to be fun, because the last time was fun. I like, it was so much fun, like the Jeff and like the others are just so entertaining, and I didn't want to like laugh out loud because, or too loud, because my whole household was asleep, because it was like 4:30 a.m. by the time we finished the episode. But more, you know, we also did a reaction of this trailer for Acolyte, so I don't know when he will be releasing that one, but that will be up very soon, I hope. Yeah, and if you enjoyed this episode, give this podcast 5 stars on all podcast apps, write a kind review, and check out my social media, and subscribe to this podcast on YouTube, and turn the notifications on, also on YouTube, but also on all podcast apps, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and I wish you a great day and night, and I'll talk to you on Sunday. Bye.